Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914 page 1622 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, leaving this out of court, but unless I did, they would bring it up in court against me, and I told Lonnie that he was the foreman there and ought to know whether we got drunk or not, and he said he didn't know anything about it. We went out there and somebody had a half pint he got at the club, and another girl and I slipped around and got it, and two more came around and drank some of it. At that time I was only 16 years old, and the girls who drank this with me were 15 or younger. It was stolen as a joke out of the pocket of one of the boys working there. We drank it publicly and with the knowledge of everybody and as a joke. There was no secret about it. We made no effort to keep it secret. None of the girls were in the least bit under the influence of it. The incident caused a good deal of fun, and that was all there was to it. I never heard any remarks made about it until Lonnie Quinn brought it up. Lonnie Quinn, in his talk with me, made it appear that Frank's side were going to make a big scandal out of it, and it had the effect of scaring me, because I did not want my name made public in connection with that, unless all the facts were truly shown, and I did not wish the names of the other girls connected with it made public. Lonnie wound up his talk with me by insisting that I should go to see C.W. Burke, and at last Lonnie went and told somebody, and in a few minutes C.W. Burke came to see me. Lonnie got up to drinks, and Burke talked to me. Burke wound up the conversation by asking me to come up to the office of Rosser, Brandon, Slayton, and Phillips on the 7th floor of the Grant Building. I didn't go. Afterwards, Burke met me on the street and again wanted to see about my working for him. The result was that I consented to work for Burke. I was not a stenographer and could not write on the typewriter. Burke stated that he only wanted me to work during the afternoons, and he paid me $2 per day for the afternoons. I worked for him about a week. Burke wanted me to go around and see the girls who had sworn for the state on the trial of Frank about his general bad character, and he wanted me to talk to them and report to him what they said and see if they would not change their evidence. He then told me that what I swore on the stand didn't amount to anything because I wasn't cross-examined and said it was not recorded. I saw several of the girls, among them Helen Ferguson and Carrie Smith, and they told me they would not change their evidence because what they swore was...